So my name's Simon Phipps. I work for Sun Microsystems. I've worked there for 4 years, and I have a general roving brief to engage with open source communities and to do other interesting things that need doing. Okay, so people ask me the whole time, how on earth can you make money if you give away your software the whole time? So one of the high points in joining Sun was a few months in, I went to the open source convention in Monterey in California, and that was the point at which Sun gave the source code to StarOffice to the community and created OpenOffice.org. Sun has created a number of open source communities. It's created the NetBeans community, which is developing development tools. It's created OpenOffice.org, and it participates in a whole load of others. And we have indeed probably given more source code over to community development than any other software vendor. We're probably second only to the University of Berkeley in terms of the volume of contributions that we've made of open source. So it's only natural that people ask, how on earth can you make money off that? The answer to the question of how can you make money off open source software is that, well, there's many ways. What they all share in common is a redirection of the flow of money. We're used to software being sold and the person that sold the software paying the developers. What open source creates is a world in which the flow of money is to the developer and the developer creates the asset. So instead of having a flow which goes across and down, we now have a flow that goes to the developer and up, and that creates a source of wealth for everybody. Now, there are a number of different models that fit in with that pattern. And Sun is particularly interested in the model that creates subscriptions. It's interested in the model that creates supported commercial packages. It's interested in the model that creates value additions to existing products. So to explain what each of those models is, the one that I'm most excited by at the moment is the newspaper-style subscription model. We make a product called Java Desktop System. Java Desktop System is a complete desktop operating environment for the average business computer user. If you ask the average business computer user what they need word processing, they need a spreadsheet, they need a web browser, they need an email client. They need all of those running on top of some kind of operating system that they don't really care about, running on some kind of a computer fast enough to not slow them down or make them think about it. Java Desktop System creates that environment. It creates it by combining open source components. So the word processing is done by StarOffice, which is Sun's distribution of OpenOffice.org. The browsing is done with Mozilla. The email client is Evolution, and so on. It's made from a whole load of open source components. Sun is not selling you the software here. You could go and get all of those pieces of software yourself. What Sun is doing is actually acting in a way that's analogous to a newspaper editor. I've asked at a lot of conferences recently, and people are still reading newspapers. Many of them are getting them delivered regularly. They're subscribing to newspapers. Now, when you buy a newspaper, you're actually not buying the news. The news is out there on the internet free of charge these days. What you're doing is you're getting an editorial viewpoint. You're subscribing to an editorial viewpoint. The newspaper that I subscribe to has biases that I understand and I'm familiar with. It has a layout that I use regularly and I'm familiar with. It has a selection of news stories that fits in with my interests and my curiosity in the world. And so I buy the newspaper so that I don't have to do all that editorial work. The newspaper's staff do that work. An editor-in-chief sets the theme. Writers and editors decide which stories are going to be included, how they're going to be phrased. A layout team integrates them and makes them compatible with each other on the page, selects photographs to go with them. They create a package that fits the editorial view that I want. And what you subscribe to when you subscribe to a newspaper is that editorial view. You're actually buying each day's newspaper, and you can do what you want with that day's newspaper, but just because you bought today's newspaper, it doesn't give you a right to tomorrow's newspaper. So what we're doing with Java Desktop System is rather similar to that. We have a team which is an editorial team, and they're selecting the very best desktop open source software from the open source community. They are participating in those communities, fixing bugs, making contributions, innovating. They're then looking at how to integrate those together, how to lay them out, how to make the desktop environment familiar to users who are upgrading from, say, Windows 95 or Windows 98. They're looking at all of those factors and creating an editorial view of the desktop. And then what Sun is going to do is it's going to sell a subscription to that editorial view. Of course, you can do what you want with the software. It's all open source. But by coming to Sun, you're saved the trouble of going and doing the selection, doing the integration, working out how to make it all install together, and so on. We believe that it is going to be cheaper for you to pay a subscription to Sun for Java Desktop System than it will be for you to go and do all of that selection yourself. And so the way we're going to make money, well, it's a very long answer to your question, but we're going to make money by providing people with the editorial view that they need to make their business desktop users productive and comfortable without needing to spend all the money necessary to do all the editorial work themselves. We're going to have a model that's a little bit like the newspapers. So when